The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Put your hands together for our featured guest. Now put your hands together for our special guest entertainer, Dick Delaware. Oh fuck. Okay. Comrades, welcome back to my world-famous podcasts. Hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving day. I enjoyed a can of Hormel turkey chili with beans. Anyway. From the NewYorkPost.com, we don't do gay. Father of Colorado shooter Anderson Lee Aldridge goes on anti-gay rant in bizarre interview by Allie Griffin. Father of Anderson Lee Aldridge. Sorry, I read through this last night, sometime previously, and just decided within the last hour to go ahead and share it with you because I've been mulling it over in my mind and it is pretty fucking funny. So, sorry, let me mentally prepare myself for this. All right, here we go. Back to the article. The father of Anderson Lee Aldridge, the suspect in a mass shooting at a Colorado nightclub, spewed anti-gay comments in a rambling, incoherent explanation of his relationship with his estranged son. The dad bizarrely claimed during an interview with CBS 8 San Diego that his first concern upon learning his son allegedly killed five at an LGBT establishment was... Is there a couple letters missing in that acronym? It was whether his child was homosexual. I was scared. I was like, oh my God, shit, is he gay? And he's not gay. Aaron Brink, 48, said with an exaggerated sigh of relief. Brink, who lives in San Diego and has been estranged from Aldridge for years, said he doesn't support same-sex relationships. I'm a Mormon. Okay. The former MMA fighter turned porn star told a reporter for the station, I'm a conservative Republican and we don't do gay. You know what I mean? He said Aldrich's attorneys called him and told him that his 22-year-old child was involved in the shooting at Club Q in Colorado, but he hadn't spoken to them in 6 months. What? Yeah. Bing! Here's how confusing this shit is getting for average, rational fucking human beings, man. Excuse me, I have to get the fat boy fan out. In studio, fat boy fan. Redirected. Gets hot under these studio lights. Yeah, so, you know, again, any rational human being in a, I don't know, 5, 10, 20 years ago, who knows, ancient times, where you would read this, just this paragraph. And again, he said Aldrich's attorneys called him and told him that his 22-year-old child, not children, child, was involved in the shooting at Club Q in Colorado, but he hadn't spoken to them in 6 months. So here you have this kid whose brain is so fucked up, and, you know, again, we can get into the specifics later of possibly why, but in this particular, this kid is fucked up, doesn't know if he's a boy or a girl, doesn't know if he's gay or straight, doesn't know if he fucking wants to be named his birth name, he changes his name, he changes his gender, he changes his pronouns, and it leaves you and me utterly fucking confused, but we have to play along with that insanity? Is that what it requires to understand this? And to go along with it and want to go, well, okay, you know, no, this is beyond the pale of a logical argument or a logical position to have when you, this is how you present it. And it goes on. The madness continues. I don't know what he's accused of. I can't get answers from the attorneys, really, but they're saying it's involving a gay bar. I don't know what the heck he did at a gay bar, Brink said. A CBS 8 reporter explained to Brink that Aldrich is accused of orchestrating a mass shooting at a gay bar, killing 5 people and wounding many more. Okay, well, shit, he's accused of doing that. I'm glad he's not gay. I can say that. I'm glad he's not gay. Brink said in a shocking response. Court filings in the mass shooting case revealed Tuesday that Aldrich is non-binary and uses they/them pronouns. Their sexuality is unknown. Fuck. Yeah. It's a mystery. Who fucking knows anything? Brink added that he believes relationships should be between a man and a woman and that people should stand up against homosexuality, but through not violence, he noted. Just reading this, it's written, man. The father said there was no acceptable reason for his child's alleged actions. There's no excuse for going and killing people. It's not the answer, Brink told the local station. He apologized to the families of the victims, saying, regardless of politics, precious human lives were lost. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss, he said. I'm so sorry. Bartenders Daniel Davis Aston, 28, Derek Rump, 38, were slain in the attack, along with Raymond Green Vance, Ashley Poe, and Kelly Loving. And going through their pictures, Kelly Loving, yeah. I'm sure that wasn't her person's birth name. Those people's lives were valuable. So let's do that again. Those people's lives are valuable, Brink said. They were good people. Probably, you know, it's not something you kill people over. I'm sorry I let my son down. The California resident said he had been largely uninvolved in Aldrich's life after they turned 10. And moved states. He and their mother divorced when Aldrich was just a baby. Brink, who said he has permanent damage from past meth addiction, as well as a head trauma from a career as an MMA fighter, had not spoken to his child in 6 months, and prior to that believed that they had died of suicide 6 years ago. He said his ex-wife, Aldridge's mother, called him from Colorado in 2016 to tell him that their child had killed themselves after changing their name from Nicholas Brink to Anderson Aldridge. I thought he was dead. I mourned his loss, Brink told CBS 8. I'd gone through a meltdown and thought I'd lost my son. Man, that's sad. He said his ex-wife told him Aldridge changed their name and dropped Brink's last name due to his career in the adult film industry, as well as his feature in an A&E show called Intervention, chronicling his addiction to crystal meth. Brink, who got his start in the adult entertainment industry at age 27, has starred in XXX video gems like White Boys Can Hump in 2016 and both My MILF Boss 8 and It's Okay to Put It in My Anus in 2014, according to his IMDb page.
I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely.
Pornography is considered a sin in the Mormon religion. I don't think he cares what John Smith thinks. Oh, fuck. Brigham Young. Oh, shit. His mother told me he changed his name because I was in intervention and I had been a porn actor, Brink said. 6 months ago, Brink said Aldridge called him on the phone, which was how he learned they were still alive. He said the call ended in an argument. Jerry, Jerry. Still, Brink said he loves his child. I love my son no matter what. I love my son, he said. Aldridge is accused of shooting up Club Q just before midnight Saturday, killing 5 and wounding more than a dozen others. So it's become more than a dozen others now, not 17 exactly. Before two patrons took them down. Now, wait a minute. Now, this could be confusing. Now, there were more than two assailants? No. There was only one. Okay, but you just said they took them down. No, yes, but that's what they go by. What do you mean, they? The dude, the two of them? No, one. Can we just say they took him down for sake of argument? Well, we don't want to offend anyone. Fuck. Oh, fuck. They appeared dazed, bruised, and bloodied in court Wednesday, but there was only one of them. There's just one fucking dude. Appeared dazed, bruised, and bloodied in court Wednesday, apparently from the actions of the two people called heroes who held them down until police arrived. Authorities have not released a potential motive in the horrific attack, but are expected to file hate crime charges as well as murder charges against Aldridge. Hate crime charges would mean prosecutors believe they have enough evidence to prove that the suspect targeted their victims based on a bias, like their sexual or gender identities. Yeah, so first of all, after my previous episode, Club 17, where I, read the article, I believe, from the Gateway Pundit, I think I pretty much nailed it, because I went to some, of my sources, I did some independent research, and I ran into a lot of chatter about this kid having been molested by the owner of the bar, Q, and the original bomb threat that they said was attributed, called it in against his mother, was actually called in against this guy. And the mother called the police and said, hey, this kid, my son is threatening to blow up this gay bar where this dude raped him. And the police, and the guy that owns the bar, so who knows, but the charges were dropped, the shit just went away until now. And then you have to look at the fact that, okay, his dad was on intervention. How many people do you know that have been on a TV show? I know a couple I can maybe possibly think of, and I think I might know them through at least a few degrees of separation, but don't know if I personally know anyone. No, I take that back. This guy that worked for me one summer went on to become a doctor, and I heard he was on some real medical show from New York. I remember his brother-in-law telling me that. But anyway, besides that, it just seems kind of fucking odd that, this dude was an MMA fighter. He, launches into this diatribe about, his disliking of gays and homosexuals, but then it sounds like, one of his videos might have involved some gay activities, homosexual, gay pornography, all of this just sounds like, okay, first of all, if there was a bomb threat involved, I don't know, that's pretty serious. I don't know if the FBI is immediately called in for something like that, but I'm sure that the State Bureau of Investigation would be. So they knew of this dude. They knew where he was from. They probably knew, everything going on with this situation. So once again, you have one of these mass casualties events, one of these media storms that you can, within hours or days, you can find out these, this stuff, this information that's out there, that before they can contort it and hide it and delete it from the internet, that, yeah, this dude, there's plenty of evidence to indicate that this guy comes from this community, confused, abused by a person, walks in there and wreaks his vengeance on this community of people that, who knows, maybe he'd been abused before, maybe several of them in there were the ones that were bullying him online and ridiculing him for being raped by the club owner. That's their mafia. They turn on themselves and on each other, whoever stands between them and being able to perpetrate their deviant fucking acts, they seem to just churn them up and spit them out. And straight away, you've already seen there's clips of CNN where they mispronounce it. They call him, and they have some transition woman on there that says, no, that's a man. So it's that's how fucking bizarre and unconventional and just illogical. All of this is just so fucking sad, because it's real simple. Again, keep it simple, stupid. What's the simple fix here? These kids need to find God.
refuse her.